Talk about conscious presence briefly. It doesn't mean that the testator and the witnesses are in the testator's line of sight, but it does mean that those witnesses could be in the testator's line of sight with just a slight alteration of the testator's position. For example, let's say there was a door right over here to my right, and the testators were in that room, and the way I'm sitting, I couldn't see them. But if, for example, I lean back in my chair and look over there and I can see them, that would satisfy the conscious presence test. Now, in most cases, you're really not going to want to test the limits of the conscious presence test. Just keep in mind that's what the requirement is, not line of sight. And again, no notary, those two witnesses. Now, here's the exception to the two witness requirement. If the will is wholly in the testator's handwriting, then the requirement of attestation by two witnesses is dispensed with. It still has to meet the requirements of being in writing and being signed by the testator. But the writing doesn't have to be cursive. I don't even know that they're teaching cursive to young students anymore in elementary school. And it doesn't have to be signed at the end of the document. It can be anywhere in the document, as long as a court's able to say that constitutes the testator's signature. We don't need a notary, once again, for a holographic will. But if you do want to make it easier to get wills admitted to probate, meaning you don't have to bring in witnesses either to the original execution of the will or to the handwriting of the testator, then you want them self-proved. And in order to have a self-proving affidavit, you have to have a notary. And there is no alternative to getting a notary. Statute in the Civil Practice and Remedies Code that allows the use of unsworn declarations in almost any other situation where somebody would swear to the accuracy of a document. But the estates code specifically excludes the application of that statute to self-proving affidavits. Attached to the paper as attachment will is what I call my emergency or temporary will form. I will sometimes use that if a client comes in, meets with me, they have no estate planning documents, and we know that if they died intestate, something they didn't want would end up happening. And I've drafted it with alternatives so they can cross out, fill in the blank fairly quickly, and then it has some standard provisions that I like to see in it. They can sign it with two witnesses. So if they take it home, they pull a couple of neighbors over from next door to act as witnesses, assuming those neighbors aren't related and aren't beneficiaries. It can be self-proved, but it doesn't need to be self-proved. But there's nothing special about attachment one. You can create your own emergency or temporary will form using your standard forms and just use the way I've done mine as kind of a guideline how to put together your own. Now, sometimes somebody might be someplace where they can't even drag two witnesses over to witness the will. In that case, your only choice is a holographic will. So attachment two is the sample language of a holographic will that, in my opinion, contains the bare minimum of what you would want in a will. Make sure if you send that to a potential client, that they realize, do not print this out and sign it. No, rather, they need to copy it on a blank sheet of paper in their own handwriting. And again, these can be approved later, but usually if you're using those types of forms on a temporary basis, you may not go to the trouble of doing that. Okay, let's move on from wills. Financial powers of attorney. They have to be in writing, they have to be signed by the principal, and they have to be acknowledged before a notary. Unlike wills, I don't see any way around the notary requirement if you want your financial power of attorney to remain effective during the principal's durability. And you can't use an unsworn declaration for a financial power of attorney because the unsworn declarations apply in places where you would otherwise have a jurat, which means the person swore to the accuracy of the document. You don't put a jurat on a power of attorney. You put an acknowledgement, which is a different animal. And unsworn declarations do not substitute for acknowledgements before a notary.